comes from a no-name that says, I am ashamed and I didn't even do anything. Dear Freak Show, I listen to you guys all the time. Every time I'm headed into work, I love the 7 o'clock confession because I feel like I'm listening to other people's business. Yes, it's true. It says, I've been with my husband for 10 years and he is great. We have just celebrated our 10-year anniversary. He's loving, he's supportive, he's funny. He's a great father and he's really smart. My issue is, for some reason, I have my ex in my head, and it's been a few months of dreams. I'm having dreams about him, both innocent and otherwise, and it creeps me out because it keeps making it into my thoughts while I go to sleep. I have no idea why. We broke up well past 10 years of me being married and have only run into each other a handful of times in over a decade. He was my first love. He was my first lover. And I feel so guilty about these dreams and thoughts because I've never been happier in my life than with my husband. Having dreams about him feels like something's wrong, but nothing is wrong. I want to know if I'm going to be honest with my husband and really be in this good space. Should I be telling him about these dreams? Because I feel guilty and the guilt is killing me. Please let me know what you guys think, because I'm so serious.
No, run away from that idea as fast as you can. Do not tell your husband that you cannot stop dreaming about your ex-boyfriend.
Why do you say run away from the truth?
No,
Don't you ladies say the truth shall set you free?
It's also protecting your ass, too, at the same time in our relationship. These are just dreams. They're innocent dreams, but it also feels like maybe you have some incomplete closure, something that didn't happen in that relationship.
Okay. But let me ask you something, Meredith. You said that, you know, innocence is like dreams are innocent and they're you know, don't feel bad.
Sure.
If they're innocent and don't feel bad, then why not share it with him? Because, if they're in this great relationship for 10 years and everything she talked about him, like, oh, my God, he's so great. And she's feeling all this guilt. Because guilt is he's going to notice.
But it's
she's saying it's a big deal. So if you're saying it's not a big deal, why not tell him?
She's making it bigger than it is, which also can manifest in your head and emotions. And so when she does fall asleep, she's automatically putting herself in that dream state again.
You gain absolutely nothing. Nothing positive can come about telling your husband that you're having dreams about your ex. It's not going to be a good look.
But she says she's wrought with guilt.
Well, you got to take that with you. That's part of this. You can't control your dreams.
Right.
You can somewhat control your thoughts, but 100% you can control your actions.
Hey, Kelly, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. You said the same thing happened to you, so tell her what you think.
Well, I'm a caller.
Huh? What'd you say?
I'm a first-time caller.
Hey, first-time caller, first-time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show. Kelly, what's up?
Yeah, I've had the same thing. I have that dream a lot. But unless you have an open, honest relationship with your husband, like with mine, I can tell him anything. It wouldn't bother him. But sometimes keeping your thoughts to yourself, do you think he's not having dreams about other women?
Right.
Sure he is. He's not going to share that with you. And there's no harm in it, no foul. You're not acting on it. There's nothing wrong with it.
If you're walking around, I appreciate what you're saying. Thank you, Kelly. If you're walking around guilty about something and you can relieve that, and you're in an open, you know, an honest relationship like this lady is talking about, like a lot of people don't refer to their honesty like this heavy. Like she's like, it's burdening me.
Yeah.
You know, somebody in the 863 just wrote, you keep it hidden and it'll become worse and start catching feelings. Next thing you know, you're in DMs. Kill it now. And tell him while it's innocent, trust me.
Well, it doesn't seem as innocent anymore because it keeps happening and she feels guilty about it. That's what I'm saying. That's what your girlfriends are for. Open up, be honest with them and get their opinion on stuff. I don't know if I would necessarily tell my husband or my boyfriend about this.
Now, there's a bunch of shut your dirty mouth. There's a bunch of hell no, do not tell him. You should feel guilty. Why can't you move on from your ex and don't tell your husband, because now he's going to look at you sideways, comes from Vincent. Well, but somebody else says, now, Meredith, you know, if that was a guy, you would say he was mentally cheating. Boy, she turned this big game.
Yeah, I mean, you could potentially put it in that category that she can't get over her ex and she keeps thinking about it and fantasizing about what could have happened. And she's manifesting like this big scenario in her head. And that's why she feels guilty.
I think you have to prioritize what's more important, walking around with a little bit of guilt and having these dreams, or starting like this big blow up fight, which is gonna linger. That's not gonna be something that somebody's gonna be able to get over. Just, oh, I'm dreaming about my ex
and I can't stop.
That's not like, yo, I messed up your car or I did something that we can fix it and move on. I'm gonna check back in 6 months. Yeah. Hey, how them dreams coming? Hey, have you talked to your ex? Hey, do you follow him on social media? Have you talked to him?
How about this though? If you have somebody like that who is a ex and 10 years, because she said they just celebrated their 10-year anniversary. Mm. So that's a monument.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's one of them big milestones. So like now, seeing that she's made it 10 years and she's happy, she's now mentally, because nobody know. I mean, my sister played my grandmother's address on Mother's Day and hit $1,200. And everybody's thinking, oh my God, we understand dreams and we understand numbers. And you know, there's
the
a number book and there's a lotto book and all that stuff. So I don't really get into that too much. But when it happens, I'm like, oh man. So you dreams can be interpreted, but we shouldn't be responsible for them. Like Dobby said, he's committed 5 or 6 felonies in his dream.
I think the 10 years part makes it even worse, because if it was new.
But I'm saying mentally, though.
Mentally. Think about it from the husband's point of view. You can at least compartmentalize and say, okay, maybe it's fresh if it was last year or 2 years. They're a decade in, and right. You're still thinking about the
ex. But it's because you made it to a milestone.
You made it a thing.
And now you're like, wow, I made it 10 years with my husband. And you start thinking about everybody else that didn't make it. And now that's
don't we all
in your
do that
psyche.
Though? We look up on Facebook or on IG. We look up pages from our exes every now and then. It just happens, and say it creates a dream. Yeah. And now she's focused on this dream, this fantasy, what could have happened if I wasn't with my man for 10 years.
But right. This isn't a dream. This is recurring.
For sure.
This is, I'm thinking about
for the last
this.
Couple months.
Yeah. That's horrible.
Tell your girlfriend's not your man. Let me emphasize this. Do not
tell that man.
Okay, all right.
That's what they're doing.
I'm being outvoted because I thought honesty was the best policy.
If I was him, I would use information like that as like ammo for future indiscretions. Like, oh, if you get caught doing something, well, hey, at least I'm not dreaming about my ex.
Okay, yeah, good point.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.